Northanger Abbey by Jane Austen. Retold by Florence Bell.
Chapter 5. Why did you lie to me? On Friday morning, Catherine woke early. She got out of bed and she looked out of the window. The sun was shining, but there were some clouds in the sky. At about 11 o'clock, it started to rain. The Tilneys will not come, she said sadly to Mrs. Allen. The streets are wet, Mrs. Allen replied, but the clouds are going away. Soon it will stop raining. At 12:30, the sun was shining again. Catherine was in a room upstairs. She looked out of the window. She saw two carriages coming along the street. Here is Isabella with my brother and Mr. Thorpe, she said. But I cannot go out with them. I must wait for the Tilneys. Then Catherine heard a noise. Somebody was running up the stairs.
Come quickly, John Thorpe shouted. We are going to Blaise Castle, Miss Morland.
Blaise Castle? What is that? Catherine asked.
It is the oldest castle in England.
I cannot go, Catherine said. I am waiting for Mr. Tilney and his sister Eleanor. We are going to walk in the country. They will be here soon, I am sure.
They are not coming, John Thorpe said. I saw them this morning. They were driving out of Bath.
Catherine was very surprised. She did not say anything, but she believed John Thorpe's words. Isabella came into the room.
My dear Catherine, you must come with us, she said. You will love Blaise Castle. It is old and very frightening. It is as frightening as a horror story.
A few minutes later, Catherine was sitting next to John Thorpe in his carriage. Isabella was with James Morland in the other carriage. The two carriages were going along Pulteney Street.
Oh, stop, stop, Catherine shouted. There are Mr. Tilney and Miss Tilney. I must speak to them.
John Thorpe laughed, but he did not stop the horse. The Tilneys heard Catherine's voice. They stopped walking and they turned round.
Why did you lie to me, Mr. Thorpe? Catherine asked. The Tilneys have not left Bath.
John Thorpe laughed again, but he did not stop the horse. At first, Catherine was sad about the Tilneys. Then she started to think about Blaise Castle. It was a very old building. Catherine liked horror stories. The stories were about old buildings and their secrets. They were frightening stories. But Catherine liked frightening stories. After 2 hours, James Morland shouted from his carriage,
Stop, Thorpe, stop!
John Thorpe stopped his horse.
What is wrong? He asked. We must go back, James replied. It's 3 o'clock. We cannot go to Blaise Castle today. It is too late. Blaise Castle is too far away.
We'll go back then. I don't care, John Thorpe said.
So they drove back to Bath. Catherine had dinner with the Thorpes. Then, after dinner, they all played cards. Later, Catherine went back to Pulteney Street. Mrs. Allen spoke to her.
Mr. Tilney and Miss Tilney came here this morning, Mrs. Allen said. They wanted to see you.
Catherine was very unhappy. She went to bed and she cried.